But I'm here today to provide an update on the Fair Labor Standards Act. So I know inside all of you are feeling like this. Woohoo! FLSA, super exciting. Right. So what I'm going to do today is talk about the final rule, which is the new regulation that was proposed by the Department of Labor that would modify the white-collar exemption. And spoiler alert for those of you who have been living under a rock for the past few months, I'll also be talking about the injunction that has blocked that final rule from going into effect. And so then after we talk about that, we're going to move on and talk about some trouble spots that school districts have that they run into issues with that have recently gained attention based on litigation and the Department of Labor's concentrated attention towards those problem spots. And then if I have time, I'm going to talk about some creative options that are available to school districts to minimize their overtime obligations. All right, so why should you care about the FLSA? Why should you want to keep up to date with it? I want to try and terrify you with some statistics. First of all, since 2000, so a little over 15 years, there's been a 354% increase in FLSA lawsuits. And compare that against the 42% decrease in civil rights litigation. So Title VII claims, 1983 claims are going down, and FLSA lawsuits are going through the roof. There's also been an 84% increase in wage and hour division hours spent enforcing and investigating whether there's been FLSA violations just in Texas. And then also in 2016, the Department of Labor collected over $266 million in back wages from employers in Texas, and that includes school districts.